Hello, welcome to the Bev Moore Show, live streaming on the iHeart Network and over 185 broadcast stations in 37 countries. I'm your host, Bev Moore. In celebration of Women's History Month, my guest today is a solar lights product inventor and author known for extraordinary humanitarian work, including providing solar light products to victims of devastating earthquakes around the world. Alice Chun is my guest. Alice was nominated as Forbes 50 over 50 Recognizable Women of 2022. She was also recently featured in the new Apple TV show, Gutsy, alongside other female rock stars, such as Jane Gooden, Wanda Sykes, Meg C. Stallion, Kim Kardashian, and others. Coming up, Alice Chun talks about what inspired her interest in solar technology. Stay with us.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Author and inventor Alice Chun is coming up. When we come back, Alice Chun talks about what it was like to meet and introduce her solar light invention to former President Bill Clinton. And she shares her experience filming a TV show with former Secretary of State and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and first daughter Chelsea Clinton. Stay with us.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I would like to welcome my guest, Alice Chun. Alice is the co-founder and CEO of the Solight Design and the inventor of the Solar Puff, the world's only self-inflatable portable solar light. Welcome to the show, Alice.
Thank you so much, Beth, for having me here. It's an honor to be with you today, and thanks for having me.
Alice, you became a professor of architectural design and material technology at Columbia University and Parsons School of Design, focusing your work on solar energy, and began to prototype an inflatable solar light. Please tell us more about that.
So when I have to take a step back to just kind of give the framework of how I created a pivotal shift in my career, because I was a professor for many years in architecture and material technology at Columbia University, and my focus was sustainability and solar energy. And I chose solar technology because after the birth of my son, I realized that so many kids had asthma, and my son included, and we're all going to the doctor's office, and there were so many more kids that were sick because of asthma and eczema. And so there's a saying, a worried mom does better research than the FBI. So I did the research, and it turned out that, you know, every urban context, there's a spike in the health of children with asthma, and it's because of the pollution. It's because 75% of the pollution comes from buildings, not the cars in New York. And climate change has had an effect on our family's health. So it's too early in the gene pool for us to be changing this rapidly. So it has to be because of the environment. And so that's when I decided to focus on solar energy. And it's amazing to kind of think about how innovation or an invention comes into being, because a lot of people ask me, well, how did you invent this? And it's not really a kind of linear process. It's kind of a culmination of different events and five steps back and two steps forward. So after I started to research and develop, and I started to sew solar panels to fabric early on, because the trend in material technology is that everything's getting thinner, lighter, faster, and smarter. And then the Haiti earthquake happened. And after seeing so many natural disasters coming more and more frequently and more significantly, I decided to step up and change my studio at Columbia to be an innovation studio to help Haiti after the earthquake. And within the research of what was happening in Haiti, we realized that the majority of people were living off of kerosene lighting, and they were spending up to 30% of their income on this deadly toxic fuel, and 2 million children die every year from the fumes from kerosene. Yes. And so I researched every single solar light out there on the market, and they were all heavy, bulky, hard plastic, non-recyclable. And I grew up doing origami, which is the art of folding paper. And I was inspired by the origami balloon because it flat packed and it popped open into a cube, a form. And so when you're shipping and when you're, you know, deploying things, you want to save money on shipping, or you want to save on space. So the idea of a collapsible lantern was something that was very useful and functional in terms of cost, but and also space. But in terms of design, we wanted to make it beautiful as well, because we believe that beauty, wonder, and awe is just as important as utility. And so we came up with a prototype of a flat pack and pop open cube, and I handmade 500 of them and field tested them in Haiti for about 3 or 4 years, and realized the significance and the way that it impacted lives and how it changed lives and even saved lives because of it. And so in 2015, we did a Kickstarter, and we raised $500,000 in 30 days. And that kind of started our Solight Design Company. And so my background being in architecture and design, a lot of the skill set is about making things that are possible as opposed to making things that are about reality. So it's not about possible realities, it's about real possibilities. And so that, I think, helped in terms of being able to envision something better in terms of lighting, especially in these regions. But people in the United States and Europe, they love our solar puff light for camping and outdoors and gardening and weddings. So there's like a infinite amount of uses for our solar light. But our mission is to help those that are living in regions of distress, like disaster regions. And I just came back from Ukraine delivering light to children in hospitals. And so, 'cause our lights were actually used for PTSD and mm-hmm. children. And so I hope I answered your question.
You really have. I mean, it's like the PTSD, it's kind of like the EMDR method that they use for PTS treatment. But I want to get back to
origami.
There we go. It's a Japanese art of paper folding, right? It's where you use a flat square sheet of paper into a finished sculpture by folding and sculpting techniques, right? And it creates, and then what you do is create a cube that inflates on its own.
Right.
That doesn't have to be inflated by mouth.
Correct. Yeah. And origami is, origami is a really beautiful art. It's when you have a plain sheet of paper, it's the most beautiful at that point because it has the most possibilities. And then when you fold it, that fold creates a structure, and it also creates proportion, and there's a lot of mathematics that is in origami: proportion, structure, and form that evolves, and depending on your imagination and depending on your dream, you can make a piece of paper into anything.
Well, what I like about it is it doesn't pass germs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In terms of just being able to use it, you don't have to inflate it with your mouth. There's other products out there where you have to put your mouth on it to inflate it.
Right.
But ours, mm-hmm. you can just, it uses the origami folds to fold it flat or pop it open into a cube.
I love that. It's available like in, 20 countries or over 20 countries?
Yes. Yeah. We have distributors in many different countries, like Switzerland, Germany, the UK, Japan. But also with our humanitarian work, we've been able to impact over 1 million lives worldwide.
That's amazing. And so mainly, too, you benefit refugees and people living in developing world and in the developing
yeah.
world as well. And see, that's amazing, too.
We've been doing a lot of work now in Ukraine, and I'm probably going to be going to Turkey as well.
What struck me is that the solar light has been useful in reducing crime in the refugee camps, reducing in rape and sexual assault in Syrian camps. Can you explain that?
Sure. So whenever there's a human settlement and people are in tent camps, there's usually a shared bathroom. And when women go to the bathroom at night and when there's no surveillance, when there's no lighting and it's pitch dark, they're more likely to get attacked and assaulted. Children are more likely to be kidnapped and, you know, taken into human trafficking. So it's the children and the women who are the most vulnerable after a disaster. And if you have light, that will deter crime. And you can even see it in urban contexts, like areas of neighborhoods that install street lights. The mm-hmm. amount of crime decreases a significant amount, like 50 to 60%, because just by putting up street lighting. And in developing countries like South Africa, many women who are going from a bus back home are walking through dark alleys or dark paths, and that's when they get attacked. So if they have light, they can actually see the attacker, and they can point the finger and say, this person is the one that attacked me. But if it's dark and you can't see your attacker, then you can't accuse anyone. I hope, that makes sense.
Yes, it does. It explains all of it.
It's something that's dear to my heart to be able to help children, especially because they are the most vulnerable and they're the most innocent.
There's a name that can silence every fear. There's a love that embraces the heartache, the pain, and the tears. Through my faith and my doubting, I know one thing for sure. His word is unfailing, his promise secure. Todo va a estar bien, everything will be alright. Whole world's in his hands, your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness and the trials, he's faithful and he is true. The whole world's in his hands. Say everything's gonna be alright, but my circumstances say I won't last through the night. I need your word to hold me now, need you to pull me through. I need a miracle, a breakthrough, I need you. They say you hold the whole universe in your hand, but my world's falling apart like it is made of sand. Am I small enough to slip through the cracks? Can you take my broken pieces and put them back? Give me faith, you believe you're
everything will be alright. The whole world's in his hands. Your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness, in the trials, he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands. You don't know outside of you.
Te confieso a corazón abierto que todo es muy incierto en este desierto. Mi vulnerabilidad está al descubierto. Siento que mi barca está muy lejos de su puerto. ¿Por qué será que ya no sale el sol en mis días? ¿Por qué mis noches son tan frías? ¿Por qué será que siento que me falta algo? ¿Por qué este camino gris se siente tan largo? Sé que estás sobrando aunque no te sienta. Sé que estás sobrando aunque no te vea. Sé que voy a salir de esta odisea. Sé que voy a ganar esta pelea. Sé que va a cesar esta marea temporaria. Que en ti yo viviré una vida extraordinaria. Y aunque no pueda entender, me consuela saber que
todo, yo sé que
Show, live streaming on the iHeart Network on over 185 broadcast stations in 37 countries around the world. I'm Bev Moore. We will be back with more of my interview with author and Solar Lights Products inventor Alice Chun. Stay with us.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope, furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
So let's talk about your CS95 mask, which is the adhesive mask made from clear silicone during COVID-19.
So during the pandemic, I live in New York, and I live in between three different hospitals, Bellevue, NYU, Beth Israel, and I saw all these doctors with terrible wounds on their faces because of the pressure that it took to keep them safe with their regular mask, with the surgical mask, the rashes, and then the material of those masks are plastic. It's polypropylene that will stay in the oceans and the landfills for at least 450 years. And because of the pandemic, and I think it's like 5 billion tons or 5 billion masks per country have been going into the waste bins and the oceans. So I wanted to use a material that was sustainable and less toxic and recyclable. And silicone is non-toxic, and it doesn't have BPA, which is bad for the coral reefs and the oceans and aquatic life. It's recyclable, and when you recycle it, it turns into carbon, water vapor, and air. So, and it's reusable. So I designed it to also have an adhesive layer so that it could create a seal, an air seal, with the mask without having to have ear loops or a head harness. And you can also use a head harness or a strap with it, but there's that option where you can also use it without an ear loop, because a lot of people, and I remember, like, after 20 minutes with a mask with ear loops, my ears were just screaming with pain. So that was the other factor that influenced the design. And then the deaf and the hearing impaired, and also patients and doctors need to communicate with facial expressions. The deaf need to read lips in order to communicate, and you can't do that with the regular masks. So I wanted to create a transparent mask that was more comfortable and just as safe as the N95 mask that is made out of polypropylene.
Yeah, it's much healthier for the skin.
And, exactly.
Yeah. And also, so like, it's good for heel wounding as well, right?
Right. So the material for the adhesive is really the same stuff that's used for scar tissue healing, used for post-op for wounds, and helps the skin heal faster. And so I wanted to use the same type of material for the adhesive layer so that it was gentle on the skin and even improved the skin as opposed to harm it.
Well, you have won numerous awards, including the U.S. Patent Award for Humanity. Your products have been exhibited at the Modern Museum of Art. I mean, it's quite amazing.
Yeah. The Modern Museum of Art had an exhibit called Good Design, Doing Good. And our solar puff light was in that exhibit a couple of years ago. And we're also sold in the MoMA Design store, both in the San Francisco store and the headquarters MoMA Design in New York City. We're in a bunch of museums across the country and so many gift stores and camping stores and boating stores. A lot of sailors and marine people love it because our products they float and they're waterproof. And as you know, you're out in the water and you're not attached to a grid. So they're really useful for people that have boats, and also for camping and outdoors. As you know, there's been a lot of natural disasters. We had Hurricane Fiona and then Hurricane Ian this year, and we have fires in California. And so there's more and more power outages going across the United States. And in fact, within the past 10 years, there's been an increase of power outages by 60%.
So this is a godsend, what you've created.
Oh, thank you. I always start from a place of, you know, how do we help make lives better? And how can we help the environment? And how can we educate people? And it's all stems from just a passion for trying to solve a problem that's hurting people.
Right. But that explains why you were nominated as Forbes 50 over 50 Recognizable Women of 2022.
I'm so humbled and honored and with that. And thank you for your kindness.
And then you were also featured in the new Apple TV show Gutsy, I noticed.
Yes.
with Hillary Clinton and Chelsea in episode 6.
Exactly. Yeah, I love Hillary. She's amazing. This morning I was on the Tamron Hall show with her.
Uh-huh.
And it was amazing to see her again, because the last time I saw her, she was at my house. They were filming Gutsy, and I live in a small apartment in New York City, and 30 people descended down upon my small apartment, including the Secret Service. And Hillary and Chelsea were here for about 3 to 4 hours. The crew, the camera crew and lighting crew were here all day. And it was pretty amazing to spend that much time with them. And it was great. But I'm so grateful to Hillary for her, you know, recognizing my work and my passion for helping people and making lives better. And because of Gutsy, I was able to Bob Iger's team, the CEO of Disney, his team saw it and also saw that I, you know, it was an interview where I mentioned his book, because I loved reading his book called Ride of a Lifetime by Bob Iger. And so he heard about that and he said he wanted to meet me, and we had a Zoom call, and he ended up supporting lights to Ukraine. And I went to deliver them personally. I'm still delivering more, and I'm shipping more to Ukraine to help with the efforts. You can order them mm-hmm. online on Amazon, our website, but you can also give a light to one of our missions, like earthquake relief or helping Ukraine children as well.
So
interview with Alice Chun continues after the break. This is the Bev Moore Show, live streaming on the iHeart Network on over 185 broadcast stations in 37 countries around the world. I'm Bev Moore.
Hi, I'm Carson Kressley. Of all the most valuable resources in the world, kindness is the most precious. For more than 140 years, American Humane has been working to make the world a kinder place for animals, rescuing those caught in disasters, protecting animals on our farms, on the silver screen, and the world's remarkable and endangered species who need our care to help them survive. All of us can make a difference by making humane choices at the supermarket, in our choice of entertainment, and by supporting conservation and rescue efforts. It's not hard at all. Make being kind a lifestyle choice and visit AmericanHumane.org for simple ways you can help build a more caring, compassionate, and humane world for animals and for all of us.
You know, a lot of people are not familiar with this product. So we have to, I wasn't, I have to tell you. I started doing the research once I found out about you. So, you know, this is something that needs to be spread throughout the world.
Oh, bless your heart. Bless you.
Yeah,
a lot of people, you know, every time I show it to someone, they ask me, why isn't this everywhere? This should be everywhere.
Right. It should be.
And we're a small company, and we're just doing the best that we can to try to help people. And we are thankful and grateful to people like you who help us, you know, spread the word about climate change, solar energy, solar innovation, and that this little light can make a big difference in climate change if we all work together. But also you can help save lives by donating a light to a disaster zone or a war zone where we're trying to help.
Wow. Well, I am definitely going to spread the word. And, you know, this station covers in 37 countries. And
oh, my
we're
gosh,
gonna do the
wow.
Yes. So we're going to do the best we can for you and your product.
Oh,
and we do believe in it, that's for sure. What has been your most satisfying moment in this business?
So being an entrepreneur is a very tough job, and it was, there's so many satisfying moments, but it's really about, you know, and in life, I think you have to really treasure the small blue sky moments. That, like, being able to actually take an idea from nothing to a thought in your head to a product that's on the market, and being able to bring all those lights to regions of disaster. I'll tell you a story. When I first started, I made 500 lights by hand. They were glued and taped up together. And I went to Haiti. It was after the Haiti earthquake. And I was at a Green Tech conference, and I met Bill Clinton. And he just loved it. He thought it was fantastic. And he's like, come on, you know, everybody come over here. Come look at this. And I was thrilled. Thrilled that, you know, there's a validation there of, you know, this president. Anyway, so fast forward 7 years, and I met up with him again, and that's where I met Hillary, was in Puerto Rico, because they had the Hurricane Maria, 3 million people without power, and we were able to get over 100,000 lights to Puerto Rico. And I met up with Bill Clinton again, and they gave us a little award, and he was like, you know, come over here. I remember you. I met you in Haiti, and tell them what this is. And I don't think he really thought I would do anything with it, but he was pleasantly surprised. And because I got a little award from the Clinton Foundation, that's when I met Hillary, and I told her about my travels to places like Dominica, where children had no light to do their homework, and how I went to 7 schools on my own to deliver light. And she just loved that message of what I was telling the kids, which was that the sun is the most powerful source of energy that comes to the earth every day, but the light of your heart and your mind is more powerful than the sun. And if you keep fighting with that light, there's nothing you can't do. You have to keep fighting and never give up. Never give up fighting with that light. And so my story is that, you know, so many people have told me that, you know, you can't do this, you're not good enough. But I just never gave up, because I believe so strongly, and I've seen the impact that it's had with children and people that have no light. And we come and we go into the hillsides, we go into war zones, or I've gone into war zones to deliver these, and it's amazing. But the most important thing, I think, is the narrative, the story of empowering people to understand that you're holding the sun in your hand, and that's a power that is emanating from each and every one of us, and we all have the power to create change in the world, and we just have to keep fighting with that light and never give up.
Never give up. You are the shining light.
Oh, sometimes it's a dim light, sometimes it's a bright light. It's always changing. But I'm actually, you know, my light feeds off of other people's lights, like your light and this time being spent with you. That I get my energy from people like you as well, and being able to share the story and to know that you're empowered as well. So that's a gift. That's a gift to me, and I thank you.
Oh, I thank you. I thank you so much for all of this. I mean, I've learned so much just in this interview, and it's been a blessing.
There's torn up pages in this book, words that tell me I'm no good, chapters that define me for so long. But the hands of grace and endless love dusted off and picked me up, told my heart that hope is never gone.
Yeah.
author and inventor Alice Chum shares great advice for up-and-coming entrepreneurs.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
Do you think there's some sort of pattern or formula, to become successful as an entrepreneur?
I think that, I think it's a combination of things like, is it behavior or the environment? I think it's a combination of people just being born with this grit, a stubbornness for wanting something better. You know, not being satisfied with it's just okay, but the dream that there's something more wonderful out there, and to be able to reach for that and grab it and run with it is something
and never
that,
let go.
Right. And I think that's why I love children so much, is because they all kind of have that. And then eventually, depending on your environment, that either flourishes and becomes fierce and becomes unleashed into the world, or sometimes it fizzles and gets dimmed. And I feel like an entrepreneur, there isn't a formula, but I do feel that there are a couple of things that are really important in terms of being an entrepreneur. And one is to have empathy for solving problems. Like if you're going to have an idea and what's the problem that it's going to solve? And then of course, monetizing that and making it a viable product for a market. And then there's also the relationships that you build, which are, who's on your team. And I'd be very, very careful with the types of people and the characters and, work ethic of who you surround yourself with, because who you surround yourself with is every bit as important as what you are and what you mean and how you want to grow and scale your company. So who you choose to have on the bus is extremely important. And also being able to communicate and have empathy, not only for the work that you're doing, but also the people that work with you.
Mm-hmm. Great advice.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground, and she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds, and she's not backing down. This girl is on fire. This girl is on fire.
Well, is there anything else, like a piece of advice you would give to college graduates who want to become entrepreneurs?
Oh, I'd say, like, listen to your gut. Listen to your gut and don't let people tell you you're wrong. I mean, don't surround, you know, stay away from all of the naysayers because you're going to run into a lot of them. But surround yourselves with people that are like-minded and kindred spirits. But there's a lot of intuition that gets passed over, and I think that it's a very powerful tool that people don't harness enough. And if I were to talk to my younger self, I would, you know, tell her that, you know, listen to your gut and trust your gut and trust and have faith in yourself. I guess that's what I would say.
That's our show for this week. As we celebrate Women's History Month during the month of March, I hope you enjoyed my outstanding guest, author and Solar Lights product inventor, Alice Chun. I'm Bev Moore. Until next time, bye-bye.
You're vast like the ocean, yet the voices in your head have got you. You don't really know how powerful you are. Always in motion, I smile to myself as I watch you. You don't need to win me over, I've been yours. You don't need to dress it up, no, no. Don't need to put on airs to make me care. You got that golden touch, oh. I mean, I know you're scared, but are you aware? You are made of stardust. The universe inside you, yeah. A straight up miracle. It's so incredible how you sometimes can forget. Hey, love's made of lessons through all the hell and all the hollow.